Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Janine Stelatos, and Janine heads up an organisation called World Child Kenya. And this week, we'll be chatting together about the ups and downs of juggling church and ministry and the busyness of life and so much more. You're going to love this. It's this week's Woman to Woman with Janine Stelatos.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Oh, wow, what a beautiful voice you really do have. And we're talking about loving the unlovable and how Jesus loved the unlovable and how God spoke to you, Janine, many years ago about living with a girl with Alzheimer's and loving her in the way that God wanted you to love her, and he changed your heart. You know, I'm mindful of my own mother who had Alzheimer's, and she passed away just at the start of COVID. She had it for 10 years. Wow. And I was very angry with God during her dementia, Alzheimer's years. And I thought, why, Lord? We lost her dad, you know, when he was only 57 to a massive heart attack. And but during that time, I was 7 months pregnant with my son. And I came to the Lord through that, through the loss and grief and searching of where he was and why and all of that. I came to the Lord and I praise God for that. But then 25 years later, my mom passed away with dementia. But for those 10 years, I asked God why, because we struggled. And she cried every day for the last 2 years. And in the nursing home, I would walk in and I would say, Lord, today let her not cry. And she would cry every day. And the Lord, she couldn't speak for that last 2 years. She just couldn't speak. So there was no conversation, really just gibberish. But I would hear her when I'd pray and say, well, I'm going to pray, Mom. And when I'd pray, she'd stop crying.
Wow.
And when I'd pray, she would speak in a foreign tongue. And she would calm and take deep breaths and smile. And when I pray, she was totally different. And I thought, Lord, you know her language.
Yeah.
And you know my language in English praying, but you know her language.
Yeah.
And as she speaks to you. And there was such a joy in that, even in her Alzheimer's. And, you know, that was a powerful story that you shared with us about that woman with Alzheimer's. To love the unlovable, sometimes we need all of the grace and the patience and the wisdom. And I'm a person that's always active and moving, and I get impatient with people.
Yeah.
But I could hear your impatience with that woman because she had Alzheimer's and you thought you could do it quicker and better. And we often think that, especially as women, you know, we think we could juggle it all. And and to love the unlovable is probably the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. But then Jesus did, didn't he? He loved those who betrayed him. He loved those who spoke falsely, accused him. And I know, I often speak about unconditional love. And being in Kenya, I have experienced betrayals. I've experienced lies and false accusations, people trying to bring the ministry down because of the success of it. And it's like Jesus still called Judas a friend. And I've had to, and I've been able to, by God's grace, just still show that unconditional love to people who have betrayed me, walked away from me, and still be able to call them mine, and still sit with them and eat with them, and pray with them and cry with them. And yeah, it's I think that only comes from allowing Jesus to be more and more in you, because it's not the normal human reaction. And I think that as we die to self, he flows through us, and that unconditional love that he has for us can flow through us to these people that perhaps wound us, and we can still show them love.
Amen. Thank you so much, Janine Stelatus, Director of Metro World Child Kenya, feeding children, reaching children, over 500,000 children a week with your Sunday school program. Well done for all of you do, all you do going into the poorest urban cities of the world. Thank Amen. You, Janine.
Thank you, Val.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.